Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, let's go. Let's roll. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of April. Man, it is just flying by. The death of America is flying by so quickly, don't you think? My God, they're burying this country. The odds of getting out of this one are not good. But I've always said, you know, I'm the type of guy, if I'd been alive, if I was Jewish and I was alive during Nazi Germany, Holocaust times, I would have died like everyone else. It's not like I would have gotten out of there. But I would have taken 50 Germans with me, I could promise you that. And if this is the end of America, I'll tell you right now, we're not going down without a fight. That's all I'll say. I won't expand on that philosophy. But you're going to have to take me down with 50 guys before you even have a shot. I just want you to know that. This is the death of America. This is a communist takeover of the United States of America. They're hitting us from so many different angles. The open borders is the absolute death of America. The vaccines is the absolute death of America. The vaccine mandates in particular. And the inflation is the absolute death of America. And the transgender ideology and agenda is the absolute death of America. And critical race theory is the absolute death of America. What we did in Afghanistan, leaving behind $85 billion in equipment, is the absolute death of America around the world. What's happening in Ukraine is the absolute death of America if World War III breaks out. They're hitting us from 1,000 directions. They're regulating it and taxing us to death. And it all started under Obama. That's where all of this started. And then Trump stopped it, halted it, made progress going the other way. And that's why they needed to rig the election. Just awful. More and more documents coming out proving it's a rigged election. So many things to talk about. I don't know where to jump to first. Let me jump to the absurd first. Because Palm Springs is going to give a universal basic income, an UBI, with no strings attached, of $900 a month, every month from now on, as a test. And are they giving it to poor people? No. Are they giving it to black people? No. Are they giving it to illegal aliens? No. Are they giving it to people of color? No. Who are they giving it to? $900 a month to people who identify as transgender or non-binary. Now, I'm against reparations. I think reparations are an incredibly stupid idea, an incredibly bad idea, an incredibly unfair idea. You're giving money to people that were not involved in what happened. In other words, if you could go back in time and give reparations to black slaves, you know, in 1860, 1870, okay, maybe we'd consider that. But right now, there's no black person alive who experienced slavery. So to give money to people who didn't experience slavery, whose relatives 12 generations back might have experienced slavery, or who might not have ever experienced slavery because you're black but you're from Jamaica, or you're from Haiti, or whatever it is. You were involved in slavery in the United States. And you might be taking the money from a white person, like Wayne Root, whose grandparents both got here at the turn of the century. They weren't involved in slavery. They weren't involved in the Civil War. And they came straight to New York. They weren't even involved in some of the bad things that happened after the Civil War. Nothing happened in New York against black people. So it makes no sense to give reparations. But to give universal income to someone, not because they're black now, not because they're Hispanic, not because they're of color, not because of anything other than they identify as transgender or non-binary. And by the way, I guest hosted today for the Alex Jones Show, and I went into a rampage rant about this one, too. What the F is non-binary? My God, you know, do you realize how many liberals there are out there that have tried to make a case over the years? Donald Trump's a bad guy because he cheated on his wife with Stormy Daniels or one or another beautiful, gorgeous starlet, movie star, model. Donald Trump is a man's man, and he had sex a few times. Maybe, you don't know, I don't know, he might have had affairs on his wives with the most beautiful women in the world. That's called normal. You may not like it. It may break your marriage vows, but it's pretty normal. God made man. God didn't make transgender, but non-binary. I don't even know what the F non-binary means, but it's weird. It's freaky, and it's not the norm. Stop trying to normalize weird, bizarre behavior. Stop trying to make normal people seem like they're not normal. And the freaks seem like they're normal. The freaks are in charge of the Democrat Party, and the freaks are in charge of America. And they're trying to make freaks into normal people, and they're trying to make people who do normal things into being bizarre, non-normal, bad, evil, and it's all sick. Okay? It's sick. There's no such thing as non-binary. And as far as transgender, if you want to be transgender, be transgender. You know, I was always, on the topic of abortion, I was always very moderate. I'm against abortion beyond a reasonable period of time, like 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. Beyond that, the baby's got a beating heart. It's a living being. You can't abort a baby after, say, 4 months. But you got the first 4 months. That's a reasonable answer on abortion. But no, if you give Democrats an inch, Democrats, communist, lying scumbag, people of the progressive ilk, you give them an inch, they take a mile. You give them 3-4 months to abort a baby, guess what happens? They want abortion to the last moment of birth. That's murder. That's sick. There could be no argument that that's murder. They just passed that law today. I've got it in my notes. I can't remember which state did it. But they just passed that law today in one of the states of America that you could have an abortion up until the moment of birth. That's sick. And that is murder. Same thing with gay rights. I've always been moderate on gay rights. You want to be gay? Be gay. You want to be lesbian? Be lesbian. You want to be transgender? Be transgender. As long as it goes on in your bedroom, I don't care. As long as it doesn't hurt me or affect me, I don't care. But as soon as you want to groom children in public government-run schools from kindergarten age of 5 through 3rd grade, and by the way, I believe you should pass the Florida law in all 50 states, and it should be extended certainly to 6th grade, I think to 12th grade. It's not the job of public schools to get involved in any sort of sex, sexual identity, religion. None of it is their business. It's not their job to tell you to be a Christian or to not be a Christian or to love Jews or to hate Jews or to love Muslims or to hate Muslims. None of those topics should even come up in public school. None of your business. Only parents should be involved in the topic of a child's sexuality. So I would extend it to 12th grade to all 50 states, but certainly a reasonable person would agree. 6th grade, I'm sorry that Florida went so light. Only 3rd grade? You mean when a child gets to 4th grade, it's okay to preach that they should change their sexual identity and don't tell mommy and daddy? Have surgery, have hormone blockers to make you a man when you're a woman or a woman when you're a man, and don't tell mommy and daddy, we'll cover for you. You think that's proper in 4th grade any more than 3rd grade? But anyone who's against kindergartners through 3rd graders anyone who's against the law that says they shouldn't be brainwashed and indoctrinated into the gay lifestyle, transgender lifestyle, and changing their sexual identity from kindergarten to third grade. Any person like that, I saw Mayor Eric Adams of New York, who painted himself as a moderate to get elected. Now he's spending taxpayer money to put billboards in Florida inviting anyone who doesn't like the way gays are treated because of this new law to move to New York. Sorry, buddy. Nobody wants to live in New York, you moron. Everybody in New York is moving to Florida. Nobody's moving the other direction, including gay people. But if a few people take them up on it, all I could say is, cheers! Good riddance! Can you imagine if people in Florida get up and move because they're so angry that you're not going to groom children who are 5 to 8 years old to be transgenders? Those people are not wanted in my world, my city, my state. Leave, go to New York, pollute New York, destroy New York, pollute the minds of New Yorkers, run around New York, looking for sex with 5-year-olds. You're just wonderful people. You know, the truth is, Disney's for that law because Disney has so many employees that turn out to be sexual perverts and child porn freaks and pedophiles. That's why Disney's fighting so hard for that law. And that's why I now believe what people said years ago that so many made fun of. You know, they made fun of when people said the Democrat Party is a bunch of pedophiles. They are a bunch of pedophiles. They're sick in the head. They've normalized a Supreme Court nominee who puts the lightest possible sentences on child sex offenders, on pedophiles. She thinks that's normal, and you think it's normal to vote for, and Mitt Romney votes for, and Susan Collins votes for. You're all sick, and there's something wrong with all of you. Maybe you're all pedophiles. Maybe you all fantasize about child sex. I don't know. I'm not in Mitt Romney's head. I'm not in Susan Collins' head. But there's something wrong with you if you call yourself a Republican and you vote for a Supreme Court nominee who's radical, loves critical race theory, hates white people because you love critical race theory, you think all whites are evil, and wants to give the lightest possible sentence to people that molest children. There's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with your mind. You've lost it. Mitt Romney, there's something wrong with you, man. Susan Collins, there's something wrong with you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness make makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the show. For weeks I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon, Hero 2020. The website's hero2020.com. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use the Hero 2020. It has a laser sight to ensure that you don't miss the target. It does not require a concealed carry permit. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Or how about a person who carries a traditional handgun, which I do, and Cindy, my wife, does. We both have the permits to carry handguns wherever we want to go. And yet, you can't carry it in your store, or I should say, you can't use it in your store, in your retail store, if someone attacks you with non-lethal, or somebody steals clothing, someone steals food, someone steals products from your store. You can't shoot them. You're meeting non-lethal with lethal. They'll charge you with murder. So this is perfect to protect your store, your house, your office from someone who is not using lethal means but is, in fact, robbing you or attacking you. The Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies. No one gets seriously injured. Do what I – and by the way, they're on the ground coughing and their eyes are stinging and they can't move and they're paralyzed and all that happens. And guess what? They're on the ground till the police come. do what I did and protect yourself and your loved ones and get Hero 2020 today at Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a very special discount. WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. So the funniest video of the day was Obama went to the White House today to talk about they're expanding Obamacare, the worst program ever. They're expanding it. And you should see Biden. First of all, Biden introduces Obama. You know, remember the other day, I told you that Biden said something incredibly stupid. He said the vice president for 8 years under Obama was Jill, his wife. I mean, the man is brain dead. The president of the United States is dangerously brain dead with dementia. Today he did even worse. Today he announced Obama by saying, ladies and gentlemen, I am Vice President Joe Biden. Meet President Obama. He told the truth. See, when you have dementia, you very often tell the truth. Obama is the president. Biden is a puppet with dementia. And Obama is the ventriloquist and the real president of the United States. And Obama's bosses, because Obama just takes marching orders, he gets orders from George Soros, Klaus Schwab, and the Chinese Communist Party, with an assist to the Mexican drug cartel. But it sure isn't Biden. So Biden told the truth. But then, after he introduced Obama, everybody in the room went running over to Obama and left Biden all by himself. And you could see him walk away all by himself. He's the president of the United States, supposedly. And he's walking away mumbling to himself. He knows nobody in the world gives a crap about him. And they all see Obama as the real president. And they're all running to Obama. It's really quite amazing. What crazy things are happening in our country. How can you, by the way, back to the opening segment. How can you give transgender and non-binary residents $900 a month in income in Palm Springs? First of all, how is that not going to court? Who allows you to use taxpayer money to give money to one group of people who claim to be transgender or non-binary? Anybody will now claim that and pick up the $900, but it's the most racist, prejudiced thing I've ever heard. Well, if you gave money to black people called reparations, I'm against it, but I can understand it. I understand where it's coming from. Why do you have a right to give money to transgenders? Were they brought over from Africa in slave ships? Were they held down because of the color of their skin? How do you give $900 a month in free government money to people because they claim to be transgender or non-binary? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. All right, we jump from that to the serious battle of the COVID vaccine. A healthy 60-year-old Missouri mother died just a month ago, 5 months after her second Pfizer vaccine. The victim, Jennifer Deason Sprague, died of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, a rare brain disease. She worked for Perkins Restaurant Corporation, which mandated their employees receive the experimental jabs, mRNA jabs. And she got her second dose on September 21st and died 5 months later. Her husband, Richard, encouraged her not to get the vaccines. He said, I told her to just lie about it. If they asked for a vax card, she should ask them to make everyone show proof they had the shot. She felt bad lying about it. She went ahead and got it. And he is now blaming the vaccine. 4 days after the injection, she felt something wasn't right. Left side of her body began to tremble. The doctor said if it was the shot, she would have known it after a couple hours, not a couple of days. Then she started having episodes. And now she's dead. The symptoms worsened, and now she's dead. Love that vaccine.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is reportedly extending the moratorium or pause on student loan payments to the end of August. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, praises the president for the alleged extension, but is continuing to call for student loan forgiveness.
Students are suffering under a huge amount of debt, and to extend the moratorium is a good thing. But, of course, I believe the president should go further and forgive $50,000 in student loans permanently.
Student loan payments were set to resume on May 1st. Fentanyl used to come from China. Now, according to the feds, it's coming from Mexico. Doctors call fentanyl the unspoken pandemic as ODs continue to rise in the United States. Where it's coming from has changed. This as a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and six hormones protected in one special inhaled DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. The Roots on fire nationwide. Thanks to USA Radio Network. And soon I will have a TV show to announce as well. Had a big, big negotiation this morning. And we're very far along now in discussions on a new TV show. So it'll be very exciting to announce that as well. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Steals and Deals LV.com, standing for Las Vegas. Steals and Deals LV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. Even though it's in Vegas and it's mostly a Vegas business, they ship nationwide, but it's blown up huge here in Vegas for consumers. It's called Steals and Deals because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Steals and Deals LV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30 to 80% off retail. Stealsanddealslv.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for home, office, patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, baby cribs, refrigerators, wheelchairs. Stealsanddealslv.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to stealsanddealslv.com and my buddy John will beat them all. What a great idea for the consumers of Las Vegas, and they ship nationwide. Go to stealsanddealslv.com or call 725-260-3337. That's 725-260-3337. Stealsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing. All right, so we've got our guest here in the segment that I call my favorite segment, because we get some great guests thanks to executive producer Andrew Paul. We really get educated. Steve Cortez is with us, former Newsmax TV and CNN host and contributor. You can follow him at stevecortez.substack.com, stevecortez.substack.com, and we welcome him to the show. Steve, my brother, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, I am great. Thank you for having me. By the way, excited about your TV news, your coming announcement. I will have one of my own. And you don't have a face for radio, my friend, so you belong on camera, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, and educate me. I'll do it right on the air. Educate me. I keep hearing people talk about Substack. I don't even know what Substack is.
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I have no clue. Why are you on Substack? What's the value of Substack?
So I'm new to it, okay? So it is a platform for people to write, and I'm there for a couple of reasons. Number one, I can get things out very quickly, so I don't have to go through an editor. And sometimes I wish I had an editor, because I say something, it's either a typo that makes, you know, find his way through, or I prefer I said something differently. So, you know, that's not all good, but it's mostly good, the expediency of it. But secondly, and this is really important, no filtering, no censoring at all. So that is important. It is sort of like Rumble is the video.
Can you do videos, or it's only written? It's only written.
It's only written. Yeah, and then the other thing is you can monetize. And so far, I'm very new to it, so I haven't monetized it in any significant way, and I try to put a lot on there for free. But you can choose. You can do a mix. Everything can be free. Everything can be subscription based, or do a mix. And I do a mix. So some of my stuff, anyone you know in the world can see it. Some of the stuff you do have to subscribe, and I don't mean a big subscription. It's $7 a month, which is kind of standard. So there's a few reasons people do Substack. The ease and quickness of it, the lack of censorship, the lack of control,
and subscription.
Monetization.
Got it.
Yeah,
got
exactly. It. And you can make some money off of your writing, and you know, your fans, if they want access to you, can get it. and can reward you for it. So, no, I find it's a great platform. Some big people on there, you know, for example, Glenn Greenwald, you know, there are some folks on there making a fortune. I think there's a lot of folks just making sort of nice side money for their writing. But for me, the most important thing, like I said, was just to have access when I want to write something longer than a Getter post or a Twitter post to have Substack so I can try to speak to the deplorables out there as often as possible.
How do they find you, though? How do they know you're there?
Well, yeah, no, that's where I have to use shows like yours, and that's where I am using Getter and Twitter and that sort of thing. But then also, once you've signed up, so even to free read the article, you got to put your email in. Okay, so then we capture your email. So you're a free subscriber. It doesn't cost you anything. And, you know, I've only done this now for a couple months, and that list of mine is already well into the thousands. So every time I write something, bam, it goes out. It's emailed out to all of them. And it'll tell you how many are open. So it's also like got good, you know, good metrics. You can know, okay, hey, this article resonated. This topic did. This didn't. You know. So yeah, no, good question. But as far as new people who haven't come to it in the first place, you do still have to reach them somehow, right? Through a social media platform, a show like yours, you know, whatever it is. But once they have said, you know what, I would like to reach Steve Cortez again, they can sign up for free and at least get the notifications of, hey, he published something new. And I'm trying to publish every few days, so I'm trying to stay pretty frequent with it.
All right, very cool. I'm gonna put my columns up at Substack from now on. I like it. All right, yeah. Let's talk about CNN, because you were with CNN before Newsmax, and you knew Chris Cuomo, and I think he got under your skin, and I know he got under mine. He tried to literally have me fired at Newsmax TV, and I'm guessing he eventually succeeded in brainwashing Chris Ruddy of Newsmax to eventually fire me, because Chris went on an interview, my Chris Ruddy of Newsmax, the owner of Newsmax, went on an interview on CNN with Chris Cuomo, and instead of being questions about Trump and his friendship with Trump, which he thought the interview was going to be, it was literally a half-hour ambush about Wayne Root, and every single minute he told him, fire Wayne Root, fire Wayne Root. Wayne Root's a bad guy. Wayne Root was a birther against Obama. You got to fire Wayne Root. And eventually, a few months later, Chris Ruddy and I went our separate ways. So I hate Chris Cuomo just as much as I'm assuming you do. What's your feeling about that breakup with CNN?
Yeah, fascinating. By the way, I'll have to watch that interview. I've never seen that one, so I'll look that up. But
yeah.
Listen, Chris Cuomo and CNN, it's hard to know, you know, who you're supposed to root for here, right? Because,
right.
You know, it's sort of Lucifer against Satan. I mean, right? You know, they're both pretty terrible, or they're both
or hey, Chris, hey, Steve, the devil against Obama. Who do you root for? I don't know.
Yeah, right, exactly. You want to get kicked or punched, right? It's sort of the analogy. But no, listen, it is fascinating, I think, by the way, how quickly Chris Cuomo, if the reports are true about his suit against CNN, how quickly he turned against all these people who were supposedly his brothers in arms, particularly Don Lemon, right? I mean, the two of them, it was disgusting, their handoff every night. You know, they practically, you know, verbally made out every night in front of the country. We all had to watch it, them slobbering over each other verbally, and it was just, you know, it was kind of gross. Well, we see how quickly that disintegrates once there's money on the table, right, at Chris Cuomo, files his suit. But listen, here's I think the bigger reality for most people, even, you know, way bigger than Chris Cuomo. We have a absolute corrupt corporate media in this country. Thankfully, we do still have voices like yours who are out there providing truth and real analysis and alternative voices, but not enough. And one of the reasons why these legacy platforms are still able to maintain control is because of big tech. So they work hand in glove with each other. We saw it at its most dangerous level with the Hunter laptop story, right, where big media chose to ignore it. The few outlets who were brave enough to go there were silenced and suppressed by big tech. So we see this combination of the monopolies of big tech or the oligopolies of big tech working in concert with legacy media, with corporate media, to control what kind of information we can see and hear in this country. That's a very dangerous precedent. As much as I admire Donald Trump, as hard as I'm going to work in 2024 to get him elected for the third time, and it will be his third
right.
election victory.
You and I agree.
One of the misses of the first term, and I think he probably would to some degree admit this, one of the misses of the first term was not going hard enough after big tech, really
right.
as a way to get at big media. That has to change in the second term. I'm confident it will. And the Congress we elect this fall better get started on that, by the way, with serious hearings, pass serious laws, even if Biden vetoes them, pass serious laws, make him veto them to rein in. And by the way, I don't even think it's just tinkering on the edge. Like, I don't even like to hear, like, no, Section 230. Yeah, that stuff's important, but I think it's bigger than that. We need to – I think it's time for trust busting, for Teddy Roosevelt-style trust busting, break up and or regulate these tech behemoths, because – The power that they yield right now, that they wield in America, is inordinate and oppressive. And it's part of what allows the corporate media to remain as incompetent and corrupt as it is.
All right, I've got about 10,000 things I want to ask you about, but I know you only have time for one segment, and we're already almost out of time. So let me make sure I get in your forecast for the economy, because I think you're forecasting the exact same thing I am, which is a big recession coming, yes?
Major recession. If I can, you know, channel Clubber Lang from Rocky III, Mr. T played him, of course, my prediction, pain. Unfortunately. But, of course, there's nothing funny about this. I mean, you know, we couldn't laugh, we'd cry, but there's nothing funny about it. We are headed for a major and deep recession. That's not just my opinion. The bond markets are telling us that. The inverted yield curve is telling us that. Consumer confidence has crashed to below the spring of 2020 lockdown low levels. I mean, think about that. Think of how scary the world was in March and April of 2020 when there was so much unknown about the virus at that point, when most of us were trapped in our homes. Think of it. We are below that level of negativity and pessimism right now. That's what Joe Biden has done, and that's what inflation is doing to this country, something we really haven't dealt with in a major way in over a generation, and we are dealing with it right now, turbocharged on steroids. The inflation spiral right now, which Joe Biden has unleashed with help from Joe and Nancy on Capitol Hill and a lot of Republicans, people like Mitch McConnell, this inflation storm that has been unleashed, it is terrible, and unfortunately, it's going to get worse before it gets better. That's my dire. I hate to be such a downer, but Wayne, that is my dire prognosis. And I say this as somebody who traded financial markets, mostly bonds, for 25 years on Wall Street for some of the biggest hedge funds in the world. That is my honest analysis of the situation.
And it's going to crush the middle class and small business. And those are the two groups I love more than anything in the world that really, I think, are the, you know, the economic engine of America. It's not the rich guys, the billionaires, our version of the oligarchs that make America. Elon Musk, even though I like him, Elon Musk doesn't make America. Donald Trump, at his peak, didn't make America. It's the middle class and small business that makes America. They're the consumers, and they're the ones that buy everything. They're the ones that pay all the taxes. They're the ones that create all the jobs. That's what it's headed for. Dead on. Bullseye is the middle class and small business. So very scary. Biden has crushed them. And the question is, how do we fight back? Steve Cortez, we're cut out of time, but let me make sure everybody knows you can follow him at Steve Cortez, CORTES.substack.com. SteveCortez.substack.com. He writes almost every other day with a column. Go check it out. Steve, thanks for educating us.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I've been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. A couple of interesting emails I received. Steven says, Wayne, the only people that would deserve reparations would be white Republican Union Yankee soldiers that died fighting to free the slaves from their Democrat Confederate rebel owners. And since not one Democrat voted for the passage of the 13th, 14th, or 15th Amendments that freed the slaves, gave them citizenship and voting rights, Democrats should be the ones paying all the reparations in perpetuity, if reparations are ever paid. Good point, Stephen. What about all the white soldiers who gave their lives or gave their limbs or risked their lives in hell of civil war to battle for black slaves? It's not only black people that deserve reparations. All those soldiers should get reparations and their families. Very good point. And then I've got another interesting email here from, let's see what name he cites, Ken, from Ken. Ken says, please communicate this fact about the COVID vaccine. This is brilliant. The chocolate company, Hershey's, mandated the COVID vaccine for its employees, resulting in many people losing their jobs. Meanwhile, Rochelle Walensky's CDC, meaning the Center for Disease Control, does not force their staff to take the COVID vaccine. As funny as that sounds, neither does the FDA mandate the vaccine for their staff. Still laughing? Neither do any of the makers of the vaccine. Pfizer, Moderna, nor J&J mandate the vaccine for their employees. They don't. And as the icing on the cake, the U.S. Postal Service does not mandate their staff to take the COVID vaccine. Gee, do you think that this has anything to do with their role in the election steal? If I worked at the U.S. Postal Service and they tried to mandate vaccinate me, you better believe I would totally expose my employer's role in rigging and stealing the election. Ken, I got some smart people listening to me, man. I got to tell you, because those are both on the money. On the money. I wish I could convince President Trump, him and I speaking together next Monday in front of a gigantic crowd in Florida, and it's not one of those things where there's 20 people on the stage and I'm one of them. It's me and Trump, and that's it, and everyone's coming to see Wayne Allyn and President Donald Trump. Sold out in 20 minutes, thousands of seats in 20 minutes to see Trump and Root in Palm Beach, California on Palm Beach, Florida, on Monday, which is April 11th, 6 o'clock East Coast time. So actually, that's 3 o'clock here. So actually, the entire time of my show next Monday, you will be listening to Lee Elsie as the guest host, but I will be on the stage in Florida at that moment and doing a book signing as well in front of thousands of people. Going to be a big moment for me, and thank President Trump for joining us. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And inflation, you know, they wrote this script for me 6 months ago that inflation is wild and inflation is exploding and inflation is only going to get worse and it's already worse than the 1980s. They couldn't have even imagined, and I couldn't have imagined as we screamed this stuff how bad it would be now in April of 2022. Inflation isn't higher than the 1980s. Inflation is the highest in history now. Pretty much every smart expert understands. When you include gas and energy and all the other grocery prices in the inflation index, which aren't in there, by the way, they do that on purpose so politicians can get reelected, so that the people don't think inflation's that bad. So when inflation's traditionally, you know, 2%, 3%, it's really 4%, 5%, 6%, but they convince you it's 1%, and the politicians get reelected, even though your own pocketbook keeps shrinking. But now that it's 7%, 8%, 9%, 10%, it's really 20, 25, 30%. It's the worst inflation probably in the history of America. What do you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call them at 800-300-8441, 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions. 800-300-8441. Tell them Wayne Root. Mention that name, Wayne Allyn Root War, and or this show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and you will be guaranteed the best prices in the entire United States and the best customer service. Call Tangible now, toll free, 800-300-8441. So I told you earlier in the show that Disney has a lot of perverts working for them. How about this story? Disney cruise ship employee caught on camera molesting an 11-year-old girl in an elevator. Disney security guard investigating sexual assault told to keep your mouth shut. And Disney reportedly flew the accused molester back to India. So when you hear that Disney is fighting for LGBTQ kids and condemns Florida lawmakers for their new anti-grooming bill, which affects 5 to 8-year-olds, and you can't understand how this could be possible, first of all, boycott Disney. Strike Disney. Protest Disney. Ban Disney. Don't ever spend a dollar with Disney again. Don't watch Disney movies. Don't watch Disney online. Don't watch Disney stream. Don't go to Disneyland. Don't go to Disney World. Don't buy Disney presents for your kids at Christmas. We've got to make a point. Disney is now public enemy number one, like Al Capone was. Focus all our efforts on Disney. Bring them to their knees. Bring them close to bankruptcy. Make them crack. Make them apologize. And then we go after the other 115 woke companies in my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. Get my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or go to Root for America and find out more. 116 companies in my book, and I show you how to take them down.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now,